This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. William Parrott of Chadbourne will spend the next 23 years in prison for shooting and killing his girlfriend. Brooke Akins was shot to death by Parrott and Loris in 2023. 15th Circuit Solicitor Jimmy Richardson announced yesterday that Parrott had accepted a plea deal in the case. We have more on this killing on our website. Commissioners will hold a budget workshop on May 19th to discuss the multi-million dollar gap between budget requests and budget cuts, as instructed by the commissioners. County Manager Eddie Madden told the board on Monday that the difference has been sliced somewhat. It's down to $9 million difference from the original $23 million. Madden noted that while the county must pass its budget by July 30th, a minimum of a draft budget must also be reviewed by the local government commission by May 19th. Governor Josh Stein announced today that the state's tourism economy held strong last year. Travelers spent more than $36.7 billion on trips to and within North Carolina in 2024. The previous record of $35.6 billion was set in 2023. Stein's announcement came during National Travel and Tourism Week. Tourism jobs increased 1.4% to 230,000 in 2024. Tourism payroll increased 2.6% to $9.5 billion. As a result of visitor spending, state and local tax revenues grew by nearly $2.7 billion. Two local men scored back-to-back big wins in the state lottery this weekend. Kenneth Formidaval won a $1 million scratch-off, and Jerry Freeman of Clarkton took home $71,000 from a $100,000 Powerball ticket. We have more on the winners on our website. Jamal Thompson is in jail after allegedly running from a traffic stop with opiates, cocaine, crack, marijuana, and a handgun in his car. The Hallsboro man was stopped for a traffic violation and began arguing with the deputy. He then fled the scene, according to the report. He eventually bailed out of his car on Memory Street and was taken down with a taser. Look for more on the CCM website about this. Ariana Sinclair was jailed Friday after leading law enforcement from multiple agencies on a chase that went from Whiteville to Evergreen and ended in Chadbourne. Sinclair allegedly fled a traffic stop by Whiteville police. They recognized her and knew that she was wanted. She hit it out through Chadbourne to Evergreen, then back to Chadbourne. Eventually, Sinclair and her passenger, Malik Wilder, bailed from the vehicle and were captured after a short foot chase. Sinclair had an outstanding warrant from Lumberton and Whiteville, and her passenger, Malik Wilder, was wanted for the April 13th shooting at functions in downtown Whiteville. Sinclair was charged with kidnapping as well as multiple traffic violations and resisting an officer. Saturday is the Flock Swapper Gurganus Farm Store in Whiteville. There's no charge to bring your birds and small livestock for buying, selling, trading, and just having fun. The Flock Swap will be from 9 until 2 at No. 6 Whiteville Plaza. That's Gurganus Farm Store in Whiteville. We look forward to seeing you out there. The Columbus County Farmers Market will be open Saturday from 8 until 2. The market features locally produced fruits and vegetables, poultry, fresh eggs, arts and crafts, and much more. Follow them on Facebook for more about special activities that take place each week of the season. The market is located on Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.